Hey everybody, this is Mark Wheeler with A Marksman, and I'd like to invite you to Share-a-thon at WGCR and Anchor Baptist Church in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, February 26th through March the 3rd. We will have live singing and preaching all week as we raise funds for the upcoming year. Hope to see you there.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage. Gilmore was a dentist 8 months out of the year and a singing evangelist for 4 months. He came to America from Ireland when he was a teenager. Soon after arriving, he ended up in the grip of the war between the states and was captured and kept as a POW, where he was treated horribly. Many of his fellow men died at that camp, but Henry would survive. Though it is unknown what prompted the writing of this song, it just may well have been these experiences that prompted these words. My soul in said exile was out on life's sea, and burdened with sin and distress, when I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep for the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore.
In Jesus, I'm safe.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, we welcome you to Thursday.
A terrific Thursday.
Ooh, there you go.
Terrific.
Terrific.
That's a new word. Thursday, terrific, terrific.
There you have it.
There you go. Terrific Thursday.
I'll have to write that down.
It is a gorgeous. I just again made my lap. I'm trying to do what the doctor told me to do. I made a lap around the building. And I'm getting good at, you know, I'm not getting winded as much as I was. But, yeah, it's beautiful outside. Enjoy it.
It is a nice
if you can,
day to
just,
get out.
Make sure you got your earphones on or something or listening to your phone or radio somewhere.
Yeah, open up the window.
If you're going to go outside, have the radio.
Yeah, please take us with you.
Yeah.
I need some fresh air.
No. So,
yeah, y'all just take a lap for me there.
Okay.
And I carry the radio and we'll call it done.
There you go.
Say I've got my, yeah.
Well, that's the beauty. That's the beauty. And while we're there, you know what? You just put the app on your phone and throw your earbuds in or whatever you call them, AirPods or whatever you call them these days.
For Christmas, I got a really neat gift from Corey, our son.
Yeah.
I enjoy mowing grass.
Yeah, yeah.
I love to be outside, and I have a little zero-turn mower, and
I just
tootle around, and I love it. That's my therapy.
So you tried to do a wheelie going uphill.
Well, I actually have done a wheelie because I was stuck and it scared me.
I
went like 3 feet with my front. Yeah. I
bet that was a.
I thought I was gonna die, but it's okay. For a brief moment, I was at the end. But anyhow, but I've got, you know, it can be loud, so you wear ear protection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got me. It's Bluetooth ear protection.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do your phone in it. You can talk kind of through it if your phone rings.
Yeah.
So take your phone with you and put us in. But nonetheless, we welcome you to Thursday.
Yeah.
Hope you had a good night in the house of God last night.
Sure. Absolutely.
We were blessed. We had the Thryn family.
Well, you see, y'all, I mean, it helps to have them camped out in your backyard.
Yeah. I had a little panic attack when Levi came to my desk and said, how's your blood pressure, Miss Christie? And I'm like, I'm okay. I'm like, well, he goes, are you sitting down? I'm like, well, yeah. And he said, the Thryns are going to sing tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I run sound.
Yeah.
And there's like seven of them.
Yeah.
And there was they're wonderful, though. Yeah. And they were very kind.
And that's only half of them.
Yeah. We don't have all of them.
We don't have all of them.
That
we
really will. Is about half.
It is, because there's 15 of them.
Yeah.
Now.
So we had seven last night.
Seven.
But I love this sweet family.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be at Share-a-thon along with many other precious folks.
Yeah.
I'm not singling anybody out.
Yeah.
They were with us last night, and they are kind of basing out of Anchor. They've got their motorhome and campers here. And tonight they're going to be at Maple Hill.
That's right. Very
7
special
o'clock.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pastor Lanning and the good folks there would love for you to come and be with them. They're right off Holly Springs Road.
It's not hard to find. If you know where the golf course is in Etowah, you know, just turn. If you're coming down 64, if you're coming toward Brevard, you just turn right at the red light there. You know, toward the golf course. Just follow directions toward the golf course, and you'll get right behind the clubhouse. Hang a right. That's Holly Springs Church Road, and just head out that way.
It's on the left.
It's on the left. You can't miss it. If you're coming out 280, you'll turn left there. I think, where is that? Ray Hill, and then you'll turn right onto Holly Springs Church Road. It kind of splits.
You just stay right. Just keep going right.
You'll go out there a little ways. The church will be on your right. So you can't miss it.
They'll have a big time tonight. That's 7 o'clock. But we're excited about Share-a-thon. We're 10 days out.
Yeah.
And we are looking forward to what the Lord has. Yeah. And thank you for praying with us.
Single digits coming up tomorrow.
Can't
hardly believe it.
I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
I'm really cleaning.
I started to say cleaning or nesting. I don't know. You know that syndrome, you know.
Well,
ladies get it whenever they're expecting and they're getting their house all ready. Well, we're expecting a good time, and so we're kind of cleaning. And
that was just one drawer of my filing cabinet.
Yeah, I was the recipient of some of that stuff. But anyway,
there's a bunch of music. Well, here's this. I didn't know I had this. So it's kind of like Christmas.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
when you get my age and you kind of go through stuff. Mm-hmm. But we're looking forward to having you come by. And one thing too, Corey and some others have a little coffee shop that they operate during Share-a-thon, and they do all kinds of different coffees and cold brews. I don't understand a lot of that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's dark roast and there's espresso, and there's, if you're a coffee person, you'll know.
Yeah.
But the part that I enjoy, I'm the taste tester of special, and this one is a keeper for sure.
Yeah.
I drink them before he tells me what they are, because sometimes I'm predisposed to say I don't like that when I haven't tasted it.
Uh-huh.
But this is lavender lemonade.
Lavender lemonade.
Now you think, ooh, yuck. Well, right. That's what I would think, because lavender, yeah. It's just got a hint in it. It is amazing.
Yeah.
I actually had him make me a whole one. Usually I get just a little taster, and they're like, is that? Yeah, but those are called refreshers. They're basically, there's a coconut one, like coconut, and it's blue.
Right.
And it's so pretty, because it's three different colors of blue when you first get it, then you mix it up.
Oh.
But anyway, that's available. The coffee shop is open during Share-a-thon. It'll be right outside the fellowship hall doors on the lower level.
Mm-hmm.
And so anybody's welcome to come by and grab a coffee or a refresher or teas.
There you go.
As well.
Okay, excellent.
Another part of Share-a-thon.
Absolutely, yeah.
You want to talk about the traffic issue here?
Real quick, we've been telling folks that through the morning we'd had an overturned tractor trailer about two-thirds of the way down the hill. Down the Saluda Grade going toward on I-26 eastbound side. They did say that it's affecting the westbound lanes. I'm not sure whether that is, now we see that it's open. So that's good news.
West is
open. Yeah, so the eastbound side, westbound sides are open on I-26 now. And overturned tractor trailer earlier this morning, but it looks like that is clearing
up. Is that 67?
The
backup is almost to...
Almost to 67. Yeah. That's the Columbus exit there. And then, of course, going up the Saluda Grade. They said that the westbound side was going to be closed to 1 o'clock. So it looks like they're ahead of schedule there. So that's good news.
They're trying.
Yeah, they're trying.
And then another I-26 news flash.
Yeah.
Blue Ridge Parkway, the big old honking bridge that goes over there.
Yep.
They are going to be closing I-26 eastbound this Saturday from 4 to 8 a.m.
Yep.
So, again, it's in the wee hours of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to put in the final large piece.
Yep.
They say it will still lack about 3 feet meeting, but they've got to have that opening, and that'll be closed in the final pour because all the cables that connect these pieces. And they started that bridge in June of 2022.
So literally this huge superstructure literally will be pretty much, now granted that the full opening date they've not assigned, but yet they're going to be able to have this bridge completely spanned across the interstate here really, really soon. And again, it's amazing when you watch them put this thing up. I drove by there the other day. They had it on the crane. They're getting ready to lift it Saturday morning, early, to put this thing in. Yeah. And then they, on each end, what's amazing, they're able to basically tighten down these cables, which are going to draw it together, and all the pieces will just...
76 structural pieces.
Yeah, from the foundation all the way up to across that span. It is absolutely incredible.
It really is.
And to look at it, you're thinking, well, how can that hold anything up? Because it's hollow in the middle. But the way they've designed this thing, it's going to be a feat of engineering. And granted, it'll be another draw, I would imagine, just like the aqueduct of the parkway. All these stone bridges, which has been a staple for the parkway through the years. And this is going to be another one of those major advertisements, if you will, for people to come. And, of course, they're hoping, I think what it said.
It said for fall.
Yep, trying to get the leaf lookers on board so they can see it.
It's something for sure. So,
well, see, you go over there in the Bent Creek community, you go across that one that crosses the French Broad.
That's pretty massive,
and that's a pretty massive, too, when you think about it. And so you've got two big bridges that you're going to cross within a short span of each other.
Yeah.
So that's a big draw. So
yeah,
it's going to be nice.
Humorous maybe is not the right word, but I kind of thought it was humorous that when they were doing that part of that bridge over at Bent Creek, they were watching for rafters and watch spotting folks and trying to tell them, okay, they're stopping the river.
Yeah.
You don't really think about that. And I'm just thinking, God bless the folks, coming down the river. And they were doing all kinds of work.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so it added maybe another attraction, but that was quite, that took quite a while.
Yeah, it did.
But it's pretty massive, and if you haven't driven across that, you should take a little ride.
Yeah.
It's a nice little ride.
And it's part of that commute. I mean, a lot of people take that commute from Bent Creek over to the Oteen community, and so they use that commute to get over to East Asheville from, you know, kind of southwest Asheville, so to speak. So that being said, it's a very scenic drive, very beautiful.
Get you off the main interstate.
Yep,
yeah. I can see folks taking it.
Just make sure you do the speed limit up there. Those park rangers, they don't like you.
No.
They don't like you speeding through there.
No, they'll ask for your picture ID and ask for your signature on something that's
Speaking of which.
Yeah. So let's transition to this. We've talked about early voting. It started today.
Today.
And we're going to give you the early voting locations for some counties here in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, as of right now, let me put it that way. As of right now, it's on the books that to vote in the state of North Carolina, you need to show a photo ID.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, most folks will show their driver's license.
Right.
But if, for instance, sweet little couple in our church asked me about this last night, and so that's kind of what got me on this trail this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're older and you don't have an ID, maybe your ID's expired, you know, and whether your driver's license expired or maybe you never had a driver's license and you just have a photo ID and it's no longer valid.
Mm-hmm.
I did some digging. If DMV, of course, you can go there and get an ID.
Right.
But we all know that dealing with the DMV right now is kind of a lengthy issue.
Oh, sure.
You got to make an appointment or stand in line, and it can be a while, and it takes a little bit for it to mail to you and so on and such. You can go to your Board of Elections, and they will give you a free voting ID.
Yeah.
So you can get that at your county board of elections.
Wow.
It's an ID card that they'll give it during regular business hours. And so there you go. Here's the time, except for the period between the end of early voting and election day. So you can't go on Monday, March the 4th.
Right.
And get your
that makes sense.
Your ID. You'll have to bring and give them your name, your date of birth, and the last four digits of your Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you will get your ID.
Photo ID.
From the Board of Elections.
All right.
Now, let me add a little loophole here. If you are over 65.
Yeah.
And your ID has expired, as long as your identification was valid when you were 65, you can use that.
Okay.
So we have, I'm just going to throw out some numbers. These are not true ages, but so you have someone who's 80, and their ID expired 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It expired when they were 70.
Right.
So they're good.
They're still good.
They're good.
Yeah.
So I know some folks were fretting about this, wondering, you know, wanting to get it taken care of so they can vote.
Right, right.
So there you have it. There's some information. Hopefully it's helpful for you. And, you know, Brother Eddie and I were talking. I go through all this. I'm on the Board of Elections, the State Board of Elections. That's where I got all this stuff. All
right.
And on the down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Of course, you go to the bottom.
Yeah.
And it says ID exceptions.
Exceptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If any voter is unable to show photo ID when voting, they may fill out an ID exemption form and then vote their ballot. You can choose from the following permitted exemptions. And they call it, it's a odd phrase. I've never heard this.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable impediment.
Reasonable impediment. Okay.
Yeah, this means that something is preventing the voter from showing their ID.
Okay.
I don't have one. Anyhow, the voter will choose from the following: a lack of transportation, that's one, disability or illness, a lack of a birth certificate or other documents needed to get an ID, your work or school schedule, your family responsibilities, your photo ID was lost, stolen, or misplaced. Isn't misplaced and lost the same thing?
Kind of would be.
Anyway.
Yeah.
And you have applied for a photo ID, but you have not received it.
Yeah.
You've got a religious objection to being photographed.
Oh.
Yeah, that's well, another one.
Now, there are cases for that.
Right, yeah, I understand that. Amish.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
And then another one is the voter was a victim of a natural disaster within 100 days before the election.
And they've lost their ID.
And they lost their ID in the disaster.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Anyway, move on.
And thank you.
There you have it. There's so much that last part.
I was like holding on.
He was trying.
I'm staying behind the gate. I promise.
He did. He did. He's holding on. His knuckles are white, but he's
hanging
on.
And
2397. Yeah, that the issue about being older.
Yeah.
For those maybe in care facilities or the rest homes.
Yeah.
So there you go. Just some things. And if you're wanting to vote early, you have through Saturday the 2nd.
Yes.
That's the Saturday of Share-a-thon. And we went through and we've got the locations by county. So if you just want to start and then we'll go ahead.
The ones that are closest to us, let's start off here with Buncombe County. Instead of voting at the county elections office, you can go to the Dr. Wesley Grant Southside Center, and that is at 285 Livingston Street in Asheville. And again, that starts today and runs through March the 2nd. Now, the Saturday time frame, let me give you the schedules for Saturday. Every day, Thursday, Monday through Friday, the schedule is the same, 8 to 7:30. Saturday schedules are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So, and that's pretty much straight across the boards, okay? So 8 a.m. to 7:30, Monday through Friday. If you go on Saturday, it's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., all right? Also in Buncombe County, the Black Mountain Branch Library, the East Asheville Branch Library, the Inca Candler Branch Library, the Fairview Branch Library, and the Friendship Community Center Library, the Leicester Community Center. I said Leicester. I apologize to the folks in Leicester. Please forgive me. The Leicester Community Center, the North Asheville Branch Library, the Reynolds Village, South Buncombe Branch Library, the Weaverville Community Center, and the West Asheville Branch Library. Okay, so if you need to know, you can give us a call. We'll keep these lists handy.
Yeah, we'll keep these, and we can give you phone numbers and exact locations. In Haywood County, instead of voting at the County Board of Elections office, you can vote at the Haywood County Senior Resource Center in Waynesville, at the Clyde Municipal Building in Clyde, or at the library in Canton.
Okay, over in Jackson County, the Jackson County Board of Elections there in Silva, also the Cashiers Recreation Center in Cashiers, the Cullowhee Recreation Center in Cullowhee, the Quala Community Building in Whittier, and also the Western Carolina University there in Cullowhee.
In Henderson County, you can go to the Henderson County Board of Elections, and that's at 75 East Central Street in Hendersonville.
In Mitchell County, the Mitchell County Board of Elections office, that's at 11 North Mitchell Avenue in Bakersville, North Carolina. And also you can go to the Spruce Pine Fire Department at 100 Firefighter Way in Spruce Pine there in North Carolina.
In Macon County, instead of voting at the county community building, instead of voting at the Board of Elections, voting is at the Macon County Community Building in Franklin and at the Highlands Civic Center in Highlands.
And in Rutherford County, instead of voting at the County Elections Office, you can go to Isothermal, that's the college there at Isothermal College in Spindale, and also the Annex One Stop, and that is at 289 North Main Street in Rutherfordton.
In Madison County, instead of voting at the Board of Elections office or the County Election Office, you can vote at Madison's campus of AB Tech. You can vote, and that's in Marshall, at the Beach Glen Community Center in Mars Hill or the Hot Springs Community Center in Hot Springs. And then in McDowell County, you vote at the McDowell County Board of Elections in Marion.
Okay.
And then let's see, in Polk County.
Okay.
Polk County's there.
Down my way.
Uh-huh.
The Polk County Board of Elections office, and that is on 231 Ward Street there in Columbus. It's right there off the main drag in downtown Columbus there.
And in Swain County, you vote at the Swain County Board of Elections office in Bryson City or at the Birdtown Recreation Center in Cherokee. And then here in Transylvania County, voting is at the Transylvania County Board of Elections office.
Okay.
So there we go. And we'll, again, as you mentioned, we'll hang on to these and keep them up here. And if you need more information, maybe we didn't give your community or town, let us know, and I'll be happy to look it up for you.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you, 1817. Appreciate that. The difference between, like, a lost, meaning you've lost it due
somebody
to...
Somebody took it.
For somebody took it, such as you can lose your ID, i.e. driver's license, if you have outstanding traffic citations, which they will take your license for. And so, yeah, if you haven't paid your fines or if you've not taken care of your traffic violations, or anywhere, if you've lost it due to DUI or anything like that, they can take it from you and you don't get it back. So that's the difference between being lost versus being misplaced,
where
you don't recall where you put it. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I was like, okay, those are kind of...
And yes, you're right. Those things that we just told you about, these dates are for early voting only.
Yes.
Okay? So that starts today, going through Saturday, March the 2nd.
And then on the 5th, you'll vote at your assigned polling location.
That's exactly right. And that'll be on Tuesday, March the 5th. Mm-hmm. And you go to your polling place where you normally go vote. If you do not vote, obviously you can't vote twice. We don't want that happening either.
Yeah.
So if you early vote, then if you try to go on the day of that way, they'll kick you out.
Yeah.
But again, these are early voting locations. Your day for voting on March the 5th is your precinct, wherever you go to vote in your precinct.
And if you have questions, you can pick up the phone and call your local Board of Elections, and they can fill you in if you've got any questions. And if you've got resources to look online, you go to NCSBE, State Board of Elections, NCSBE, and... they have all the things there. There's a sample ballot. I spent quite a bit of time on their website today. They've got frequently asked questions section, which was very helpful. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yes, and it's not a crazy question. It is actually a very good question.
Yeah.
If you vote early, then you have to go to that county of which you're registered, okay?
Right.
So if you're registered in Henderson County and you work in another county.
I work in Transylvania County, but I live in Henderson County.
It's the same way. I'm registered voter in Henderson County. I have to vote in Henderson County, okay? Even though Polk County is a rock's throw from my house, I still have to vote in Henderson County. I work here. So that being said, you can't vote on your way home from work if you work in another county.
Or on your lunch break.
And that includes early voting as well.
Yeah.
So you've got to go back home in your county to do your voting.
But within your county, if there's multiple locations,
that's a good point, too. If you go to different, you can choose if another location is closer to you and you're getting off work late and you're going to, as long as you're in your county, you can stop by that location and cast your vote.
Yeah. So again, if you've got questions, we're happy to try to help you, but going straight to the source, to your county board of elections, it is a great resource.
Yeah, for sure. And a good source is, again, if you go to the NC, the Board of Elections site, BOE.
SBE,
yeah. If you go to the State Board of Elections site, and you can find links to those different offices. If you're unaware of where a particular candidate is and you see their sign on the side of the road, go to the state's website, and then you have a link that you can, oftentimes they will post a link to those individuals that you can get more in-depth information so you can cast an informed vote.
Yeah.
And I would encourage that. Please do that. Inform yourself.
And a lot of time, people don't take these type of primaries very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a shame.
Yeah.
Because it does matter. Everybody's like, well, I'm just going to vote in the general election. I'm just going to wait till November. Well, you're kind of missing first base trying to go to second straight way.
Right.
You need to have part in selecting which candidates will be on the ballot.
Well, the very interesting,
narrow it down.
The interesting point is that, for example, you know, when the primaries determine delegates, okay, each state has an assigned number of delegates, all right? And so when, as the time moves forward, getting a certain number of delegates allows you to appear upon the general ballot coming in November. Yeah. You have to get that certain number of delegates to achieve the nomination for your party. And that's important because primaries play a vital role in determining who gets those delegates. And again, right now, you know, depending on what party you're voting on, you know, depending on who gets nominated come November.
Yeah.
And of course, there'll be caucuses and all of that will start taking place before the general election. So it's real important to get involved now, not only in the presidential race, which is up this year, but also for your state and local. A lot of Congress seats are up for election this year, as well as school boards and state offices as well. So it's time to cast your vote, and like your dad and everybody I've always known make this statement, and I say it every year when it comes time to vote. If you don't go, you don't get a right to say about anything. If you don't cast it, you can't complain.
That's right.
Let it alone. No, and I say this, you can't complain about anything that comes after that vote either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if things get passed, and they get passed into law that are not necessarily up your alley and you don't agree with, well, if you didn't go to the polls and you didn't vote, then it's kind of hard to sit back and complain when we are not part of the solution.
Yeah.
And we need to even if it doesn't go our way on election day, you were part of the process.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important.
And I know a lot of people have lost faith in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to be honest with you. I've been very disheartened by the process that we saw. I'm just being honest.
It is.
But that's not going to keep me from making my voice heard.
Yeah.
And the way I can do that is cast my ballot.
Well, think about this. One preacher put it this way. He said, how many times has McDonald's got your order wrong? And yet you'll still go back.
Yeah.
And you'll go back because you like McDonald's and you give them another chance. Yeah. You know, because you have faith in that particular system.
Yeah.
And I'm just using that crude example to prove a point. The point is that, things happen and, you know, that we don't necessarily like, and they may go wrong, but we still need to be a part of the process.
Amen.
Don't give up. Our forefathers didn't give up. Many of them gave their lives so that we wouldn't give up.
That's right.
And so we, even though it looks like it's not on a good track right now, we need to continue. I'm still confident and I am convinced that we still have the best system in the world when it comes to government, even though it is a mess. You do not want to go to other, pastor said it this past week, and other these countries, places like Venezuela and Colombia and all these other different places, to where you're really not a citizen, you're a slave.
That's right.
In America, we still have somewhat of a similitude of a government by the people and for the people. And so don't give up yet.
Our children and grandchildren.
They depend on it.
They need
they
it. It's vital. It's imperative.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. It's got to happen.
Yeah.
You've got to go.
For sure.
So make your vote count, folks.
Absolutely.
Your vote count.
And
if
it's
we
important.
Can give you any information, again, we're not endorsing a candidate or a party or anything. We're just telling you how you can vote and where you can vote as far as locations and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Well, why don't we jump into Swap Shop here on a Thursday? 828-884-9427 is the number to call.
Is mine working? Here we go. It's always, I'm just slow. I'll just blame it on me being slow. But anyway,
you're not slow.
Here we go. I've got a free piano. We don't know if it's still available or not, but it may be if you'd like to call them. They've got a free piano, 883-8171, 883-8171.
Some folks have a cast iron sink for sale. They also have an old-timey Ringer washing machine and an old-timey refrigerator. And they've got quite a few monitor heaters, a bunch of different sizes, and they've got them stored in a camper. They're looking to sell the whole thing. You can get more information at 692-0046, 692-0046.
Here's for sale a David's Bridal wedding gown, size 14, for $50. And they can send pictures if you like. Call them at 290-6408. It's 290-6408.
A male Australian Shepherd. They're looking for a new home for him. Good dog. He's about a year old, really smart and good with kids and other animals. Again, he just needs some more room. 384-4447, 384-4447.
Here are some heavy-duty wooden pallets, and they are free. Pick up at Anchor Baptist Missions Warehouse at 5317 Old Hendersonville Highway. Again, they are the heavy duty style wooden pallets. 708-4643 is the number to call. 708-4643.
And we've got some folks looking to buy lovebirds or canaries. Again, they're wanting to buy at 400-4756, 400-4756.
Approximately 3,000 feet of new picture frame molding. Different widths and designs, many still in the original packaging, wishing to sell as a whole, shown by appointment only. 508-2718, 508-2718.
2-year-old male pygmy goat, he's gray and white, and they're asking $100. 553-2381, 553-2381.
Yeah,
all right. All right, that'll be a wrap of that. We'd like to say happy birthday today to Mrs. Lacey Brown.
Yeah, happy birthday, Miss Lacey.
God bless you. Hope it is a good day for you. Mm-hmm. And what we got going on in Carolina calendar?
Today, and continuing through today and tomorrow night, the Green River Baptist Church in Tuxedo is in revival services with evangelist Randy Bain. Their service starts at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night, and the church is located at 911 Green River Road in Tuxedo, North Carolina. For more information, contact Pastor Seth Nichols at 828-243-2411.
And the Maple Hill Baptist Church having a special night tonight at 7 with the Thrin family. The church is located at 186 Holly Springs Road in Etowah. Pastor Dennis Lanning and the good folks there welcome you to join them. And if you need more information, call 685-1894.
And make your plans today, a week from today. We'll see the Progress Baptist Church in Hendersonville continuing their series on Marriage Matters. They'll meet next Thursday night at 7 o'clock, February the 22nd, with guest speaker Pastor Jeremy Chisholm. They have infant and toddler care along with a class for the children, and the evening will conclude with a meal and fellowship. Pastor Doug Raines welcomes everyone. The church is located at 1935 North Rugby Road in Hendersonville.
And Brother R.R., if you're in the front office, if you can grab the radio line that's ringing and folks that are calling, I apologize. I don't see anyone in our office, and so maybe Brother R.R. got that. And again, I'm sorry if you've called and we haven't been able to pick it up. The Brevard Jewish Community is presenting a lecture in their series, Explorations in Jewish Life and History. And this first in the series is going to be Sunday, February 18th. That's this Sunday, 3:30 in the afternoon at the Catholic Church in Brevard. That's 150 Brineberg Lane.
Coming up Monday, the Transylvania County Board of Education will hold a special meeting and work session on Monday the 19th at 6 p.m. in the Morris Education Center, 225 Rosenwald Lane in Brevard. A brief business session will be held at the beginning of the meeting, and then the work session will follow. The meeting is open to the public.
All right. I think that's a wrap of things we have going on in Carolina calendar.
Very good.
And how about we wrap up today with the song from the Morrison Sisters.
All right. Very good.
I love their rendition of this. Uh-huh. Song entitled Still.
Ah, yeah. Great song. Yep.
Have a great afternoon, folks.
We'll see you tomorrow.
you change to? Trade our old-time religion for something new. Our faith is outdated. Why live in the past? Well, my answer is simple. So if you ask, I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. As passion was fastened by nails to a cross, I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray to find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's real. Saved countless millions and reached hardened hearts. And though times are changing and forever will, there'll still be one Savior, one Calvary's hill.
I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. As passion was fastened by nails to a cross, I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray to find what is found in no other way. It may be old, but it's real still.
I still love to hear how God's love paid the cost. As passion was fastened by nails to a cross, I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me.
I still love an altar where broken